SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel ordering the local office of Qatar's Al Jazeera satellite news network to shut down today. That move escalates a long-running feud between the broadcaster and Israel.
The cabinet of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has voted to close Al Jazeera offices in Israel after rising tensions between the two sides. The decision comes following the Israeli government's long-running feud with the Qatari-funded channel. It also comes at a time when ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas are gaining steam. The decision threatens to heighten tensions with Qatar at a time when the Doha government is playing a key role in mediation efforts between the two sides. Al Jazeera has said the closure would affect its operations in East Jerusalem and Israel, but not in the Palestinian territories. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, a new poll finds 40% of Americans view China as an enemy.
The Pew Research Center, which conducted the survey, says that's the highest level in 5 years. While 4 in 5 Americans think of China as an enemy, half see China as a competitor, only 6% consider the country a partner, according to the report. The United States is at odds with communist China on a range of issues, but the findings come as the Biden administration is seeking to stabilize U.S.-China relations, hoping to avoid miscalculations that could result in conflict. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Massive flooding in southern Brazil's Rio Grande do Sul state. At least 61 people are known to have died. More than 100 are still missing. Damage from the rains forcing 80,000 people now from their homes. In Houston, floodwaters there forcing thousands from their homes. 400 people have been rescued. This is SRN News. A Canadian school gives a women's scholarship to a guy.
Seneca College in Toronto has awarded the Angela James Scholarship to Franz Lagardis, a man who is living as a woman. Lagardis plays on the women's volleyball team and attracted attention earlier this year when he and 4 other males competed in a women's game between Seneca and Centennial College, dominating the action and keeping most of the female players on the bench. The scholarship is meant to promote women's sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A religious freedom group broadcasting into North Korea. International Christian Concern partnering with Free North Korea Radio to broadcast the gospel and other information into the repressive communist enclave for 2 hours every morning and evening. FNKR broadcasts Christian programming and music. This is SRN News. School district in St. Louis offering to pay some families to drive their kids to school.
It's part of an effort to offset a shortage of bus drivers. Under the plan, families who have experienced chronic bus absenteeism this school year will receive gas cards for the next 2 weeks. Starting May 13th, all families in the district willing to transport their children can receive $75 for each of the last 2 weeks of school. The funding will be available to families whose students are not tardy or absent more than once a week. John Scott reporting.
Well, the government and Google are duking it out in a high-stakes antitrust trial. At issue is whether Google's search engine constitutes an illegal monopoly. Now, the Justice Department says yes, Google says no way. Federal judge expected to make a final ruling in the case later this year. More details at SRNnews.com.